And it is a very good settlement for the taxpayers of the county, a very good settlement.
But what about the people of Atlantic City?
Okay, that's a good question. What about the people of Atlantic City? Now, the people of Atlantic City have the guarantee, at least this is what was said in court, that the state would make up the difference. Now, I believe that this governor is an honorable man. I don't agree with him philosophically on so many things, and he's a very liberal Democrat. I'm a conservative Republican, but he's an honorable guy, and under those circumstances, I think Atlantic City can feel fairly confident. But what has to be asked and continually asked is this question. If every single venue in this country and possibly the world, I mean, let's just take Pennsylvania, New York, Delaware, Maryland, Mississippi, Florida, all of the venues that we have that have casino gaming, with Atlantic City having a 41-year head start on all of the other, with the exception of Vegas and Reno and Nevada, how is it that every other venue can assess their casinos accurately except New Jersey?
And you have said that over the years. You've said that for at least the past 2 years, I believe.
Don, I've said it for as long as I can possibly remember. Assess the casinos correctly. And just the thought process of the casino exec. Look, they want as much as they possibly can get. As soon as the pilot passed, you think it was a coincidence that Borgata assessed at $850 million, sold a 50% share, a 50% share for $900 million, close to $1 billion. You know that deal was in the works for quite some time. And as soon as their taxes were frozen for a 10-year period, and thank goodness for Chris Brown, he got that pilot down from 15 years to 10 years. I mean, that saved the taxpayers $20 million. And, you know, and of course, he worked extraordinarily hard to get that 5 years knocked off of it. Otherwise, you'd be looking at a 15-year pilot. Mm. And by the way, this pilot will not even be reviewed. The legislation makes it very clear that it won't even be reviewed until the eighth year of the pilot.
And let me ask you this, and I got to leave you.
Sure.
Can you tell us what services you're going to do for Atlantic City now?
Well, we already are doing services. This is why it's so disingenuous what the governor said. The promise of the 13.5% had no strings attached. Then when he didn't give it to us, he said, well, Atlantic County and Levinson reneged. They promised to help Atlantic City. Well, that was never part of it, and we asked them, what do you want us to do? They couldn't tell us. So we took the initiative. We now do much of public health in Atlantic City. We do Meals on Wheels, congregate meals. We do transportation. So we have we saved Atlantic City $1.1 million, and that still wasn't enough for the previous governor, and he still reneged on his promise. So now with this, more shared services, the county's going to take over, and in many cases, the county can do it far cheaper.